everybody. Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen, and today is April 25th. Today, we are going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block in Mosiah chapter 2, and we're going to talk about how King Benjamin teaches us the fruits of being a unrepentant sinner versus the fruits of being repentant and obedient. And so let's jump right in verse 36. King Benjamin says, "If ye should transgress and go contrary to that which has been spoken, that ye do withdraw yourselves from the Spirit of the Lord, that it may have no place in you." Now, my friends, that is a very dangerous place to be, to act in a way that forces the Spirit to withdraw from us. If we continue in that long enough, then we become past filling that the scriptures warn us about, where we can no longer fill or recognize or understand the language of the Spirit. It is so incredibly vital that we remain spiritually sensitive so that we can continue to receive the necessary guidance from the Lord. That means that we have to eliminate certain things from our lives and add certain things to our lives. It takes effort on our parts, but it is effort that is absolutely worth it. In October 2009, Elder Scott gave a talk called To Acquire Spiritual Knowledge. And in that, he teaches us one way that we can block the influences of the Spirit in our lives. He says, "The inspiring influence of the Holy Spirit can be overcome or masked by strong emotions such as anger, hate, passion, fear, or pride. When such influences are present, it is like trying to savor the delicate flavor of a grape while eating a jalapeno pepper. Both flavors are present, but one completely overpowers the other. In like manner, strong emotions overcome the delicate promptings of the Holy Spirit." And Elder Bednar gave a talk called That We May Always Have His Spirit to Be With Us. And in that talk, he said, "If something we think, see, hear, or do distances us from the Holy Ghost, then we should stop thinking, seeing, hearing, or doing that thing. If that which is intended to entertain, for example, alienates us from the Spirit, then certainly that type of entertainment is not for us. Because the Spirit cannot abide that which is vulgar, crude, or immodest, then clearly such things are not for us. Because we estrange the Spirit of the Lord when we engage in activities we know we should shun, then such things definitely are not for us." So here, both Elder Scott and Elder Bednar are trying to teach us that if we want the influence of the Holy Ghost in our lives, then there are certain things that we need to eliminate from our lives, because the Holy Ghost is sensitive. And if we bring in hate and envy and all of these negative emotions, or if we bring in vulgar entertainment or crude or immodest things, if we're bringing in these things that the Spirit can't abide, then it's our job to eliminate those things so that we can have the full presence of the Spirit in our lives. And when we make those mistakes, it is so vital that we repent quickly, because that's what King Benjamin is teaching us here. He's warning us of unrepentant disobedience. None of us are going to be perfect in this life. We are going to make mistakes. We're not going to be perfectly obedient, but we can recognize it quickly and repent and gain that blessing of the Spirit back in our lives. In fact, look at how King Benjamin is going to describe the unrepentant spirit. He says, "Therefore, if a man repenteth not, and remaineth and dieth an enemy to God, the demands of justice do awaken his immortal soul to a lively sense of his own guilt, which doth cause him to shrink from the presence of the Lord, and doth fill his breast with guilt and pain and anguish, which is like an unquenchable fire, whose flame ascendeth up forever and ever." Wow, that description of the unrepentant soul is so descriptive and a little bit scary, but let's contrast that to what he is going to say in verse 41, where he talks about those who are willing to keep the commandments of God and repent where we're imperfect. Verse 41 says, "And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God hath spoken it. Now, sometimes the adversary will try to use verses like this or doctrines like this to try to get us to give up. He'll be like, well, you'll never be perfectly obedient. You'll never keep all the commandments of God. So there's no hope for you. Give up. But my friends, one of the commandments of God, part of what it means to hold out faithful to the end, is just to consistently repent where we fall short. Our Father in heaven knew that we would fall short. That's why the center of his plan is Jesus Christ and his atonement. So please don't fall into that trap of feeling like it's hopeless as we talk about the blessings of obedience found here. Compare and contrast these two verses. Unrepentant sin brings us guilt, pain, anguish, like an unquenchable fire. And yet obedience, or trying our best to follow God and being repentant, brings us a blessed and happy state. In fact, it says that if we just continue trying, continue repenting, then we are received into a never-ending state of happiness. The difference between those two verses is so stark. Now, something that I think that we need to understand as we get into this verse is the word happiness or happy, because I think the world would try to convince us that to be happy is a complete lack of any negative emotion. And I don't think that that's true at all. Some of the happiest people that I know have had their hearts stretched by hard things and difficult emotions. I think the happiness comes in the faith that these people have, these people who are willing to follow God to the end. That faith gives them a hope, which allows that happiness even in hard times. There's also a myth in the world that happiness is related to fun. I've seen people who have lost faith, lost that core happiness that the gospel can give, and yet they chase fun in order to try to fill that void of happiness. So please remember, the happiness, the joy, that core joy that God offers is very different than what the world will tell you happiness is. Happiness, from an eternal perspective, doesn't mean a life devoid of difficulty or negative emotion. It means a life where when hard things come, we know where to turn to find faith and hope and eventually joy. Remember what President Nelson teaches us. He says, "The joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives." So as we are focusing on God and his commandments and his plan, we can feel greater joy, peace, and hope in our lives. I love how King Benjamin finishes that verse by saying, "Remember, remember that these things are true." The word for remember in Hebrew means to employ your hands, your feet, and your lips to any action that remembrance requires. So to remember, as King Benjamin is saying, hey, remember the blessings of obedience. Remember the importance of staying faithful. He's not just saying, hey, keep it in the back of your brain. He's saying anything that you have to do, anything that you have to say in order to remember this, make sure you are doing it and saying it. Live your life in a way that helps you keep these things at the forefront of your mind. Because as we live our life, holding out faithful to the end, trying our best to live in obedience to our Father in heaven, we will be blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. We will be able to see God's hand more fully in our lives and in our hearts. It's my testimony that as we draw nearer to God, as we put aside our own wants and our own desires in order to follow him more fully, that our lives will be filled with happiness. That doesn't mean that we will live a life rid of negative feelings or negative emotions. Those things will still happen. But it does mean that in those moments, we can join hand in hand with our Father in heaven and our Savior Jesus Christ, finding hope and faith in them and happiness and joy in our own hearts. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.